This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. In for Renee Montaigne, I'm Susan Stamberg.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. If Republicans manage to keep control of Congress this fall, some credit may go to the man we'll meet next.
We have a tough election cycle. The good news is we anticipated this and very early on said, you got a tough race coming. Let's get ready for it.
Ken Millman is the Republican national chairman. His party has raised millions of dollars more than the Democrats. And when he came to the line to talk yesterday, Republicans were in the middle of spending that money. Some of it pays for the Republican side in a brutal war of commercials, including one that has generated a backlash, as we'll hear in a moment. Some of the money pays for a sophisticated voter database. Ken Millman's party has knocked on doors, checked voter rolls, and even bought the kind of consumer data that corporations use.
My experience, whether it's politics or any kind of marketing, is the more information you have on your consumer, the better you're able to try to reach out to them and figure out what they care about.
When you talk about consumer data, is that what people buy, where they shop?
That is some of the information that you get, yes.
Is there some correlation between a particular product that somebody might buy and whether they're likely to be a sympathetic voter to
you? It's funny you mentioned that. I'll give you an example, and that is cars. If you drive a Subaru, if you drive a Volvo, you tend to be more Democratic. And I say that as the son of two Volvo drivers. You tend to be more likely to vote Democrat than if you drive a Lincoln or a Porsche or a truck.
Let's say you've identified this person, you know that they drive a Lincoln. What are some of the other things you would then look for to determine?
Well, you might look, for instance, has this person voted before in Republican or Democratic primaries? Has this person ever contributed to candidates for office? Does this person have children? Do they own a gun, which is information that's available in some states? All of that is the kind of information you can get, as well as lots of other consumer data, and that can be predictive to vote behavior and issues people care about.
How important is this technical apparatus going to be in November?
I think it's important. First of all, it helps you identify your voters. It helps you figure out the best way to reach out to them. It helps you expand the party. You know, one of the reasons we in Ohio doubled our support among African Americans in 2004 is because we were able to reach out in places where before you couldn't, because you only had 1 in 10 voters you could reach out to. And so to mail 10 people to get one from a financial perspective was unaffordable. It becomes affordable if you can find that one family that's willing to consider voting Republican. And I'm excited about what this can do. At the same time, that's true. At the end of the day, what really matters most are the issues and the candidates running.
Mr. Chairman, I want to play tape of an ad that has made some news. The Republican National Committee is credited with being responsible for this ad. It's playing in Tennessee. The Democratic candidate for Senate is Harold Ford. He's black. And one of the many voices we're about to hear is a white woman issuing an invitation to him.
Ford's right. I do have too many guns.
I met Harold at the Playboy party.
I'd love to pay higher marriage taxes.
Canada can take care of North Korea. They're not busy.
So we took money from porn movie producers. I mean, who hasn't?
The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Harold, call me.
Ken Millman, this has made a lot of news in part because the woman making that solicitation at the end has been described as news accounts as scantily clad, although when you watch the ad, I actually don't see any clothes in this woman. She's just wearing a necklace.
Well, let me explain the law for your listeners for a second, because that's important. This is what's called an independent expenditure. Under the current campaign reform law, as the National Committee, there are basically two kinds of ads we can produce. One is called a coordinated ad, and that's an ad that we work with the campaign in order to sponsor. The second one's called an independent expenditure, and that's an ad that the campaign has nothing to do with and that we have nothing to do with, but that an independent unit that we pay produces and places their own ad.
Somebody who's Republican, who gets money from you, produces their own ad, and
exactly.
They just don't tell you exactly what they're going
to
do.
Well, it's beyond that. We're legally not allowed to talk to them about what they're going to do, and they're legally not allowed to talk to the candidate. In this particular case, the candidate has called for this ad to come down and doesn't like this ad.
The Republican candidate wants it down.
The Republican candidate has called for this ad to come down.
We should mention that the reason that people are saying that this ad is offensive, or one reason anyway, is that you have this white woman soliciting a black candidate in Tennessee, and it's seen by the NAACP and some Republicans as an appeal to racist sentiment.
And look, as I said, this is an ad that was created independently of us. I looked at that ad. I didn't see it. Other folks have said that they saw it. And look, I think it's critical that we always be very sensitive on these issues. You may object to the ad, and people who I respect have raised concerns about the ad, and I hear them, and I understand that.
Given that the Republican Party did come up with the money for it, though, should it come down?
That's going to obviously be the decision of a separate independent unit. The candidate has said he's not particularly fond of the ad. I'm not either.
You know, the great Republican political consultant Roger Ailes wrote a book some years ago about communication in which he said that if you are misinterpreted, then it's your responsibility to clean it up because you didn't communicate very well. Does the Republican Party have a responsibility to pull this ad if it makes you look like racists?
Well, the Republican Party doesn't have the legal authority to take this ad back. I don't believe that this ad makes the Republican Party look like racist. I don't believe this ad makes anybody involved look like it. The fact is, though, the most important thing, obviously, you need to do is comply with the law.
Ken Melman is the Republican National Chairman. Shortly after we recorded that interview, his staff called us back. They said the commercial that they had no power to stop has run its course and is going off the air. His spokesman says Melman approves of the ad's departure, but he still does not believe it was a racial appeal.